So furthermore, the facility is located in an industrial location and a nuisance is not likely to occur. As previously mentioned, we do make many different products through three different distinct casting lines prescribed and authorized within our permits. The ACM process is integral to our production, and without it, the operations would shut down, as this is a key supplier for both our customers and then our internal production as well. It is a necessary step in roughly 80% of what we manufacture. The ACM process emissions themselves are controlled by the oxidizer as prescribed in the permit. The excess emissions are expected to be less than the taking of this lawful business, so we don't expect any significant impact to the surrounding neighborhood. As a part of this, as previously mentioned, external supplier quotes to either repair or replace will be taken. And also, as previously mentioned, we've had three quotes on site through January 13, 14, February 6, and February 27. Matt has been helping us through this process as we've consulted an external expert. Requiring immediate compliance under these circumstances, it would amount to an arbitrary and unreasonable taking of property. The thermal oxidizer to control the emissions is a custom, complex, specialized machine. If MNUS was to shut down or reduce the hours of operation, the assets would depreciate significantly. We would also be forced to incur financial penalties or fees under the rule. The expectation is that the issue is with the oxidizer's heat exchanger, and as stated before, we are in the process of either repairing or replacing it, taking whatever we deem to be the most appropriate course of action to return to compliance in the best way possible. Immediate compliance would require significant operation reduction, putting the company under considerable financial pressure, and would lead to the loss of business contracts, job cuts, and potential closure of the facility. Mannheimel contributes to the economy with our 139 employees and provides those jobs that would be jeopardized if immediate compliance was to occur. So, if we were required to immediately comply, there would be a slight decrease from actual emissions in ROC emissions from the source. Condition 2D4 mandates a 98% reduction. Our estimate right now, we have up here 97%. Our current estimate is 91% control efficiency. If we operate with that emission of 91%, we would attempt to adjust our production so we do not exceed permit limits prescribed in Table 1 and Table 2 of the current facility permit. Upgrade obviously will require time and resources for the permitting, for the installation, and for the integration into our system. The immediate closure of casting operations would, as stated before, be a very large financial burden. And the ACM line in particular is critical to, again, over 80% of what we produce. So the value of all internal production costs plus our fixed costs would be affected. We estimate this for a total of $2.8 million per month of financial impact to MNUS. MNUS's goal is to achieve full compliance and minimize emissions, but immediate compliance would impact air quality until the necessary control measures are in place. While there might be excess emissions from the thermal oxidizer itself, the facility-wide emissions are still expected to be within permitted limits. In addition, the public nuisance is not expected, and the emissions from the thermal oxidizer are expected to be less than the hardship if compliance is required against the benefit to the public if pollution is curtailed by compliance. So for finding four, we have from the data that we've provided, we have considered alternate methods of compliance, including curtailing operations. And as stated multiple times, the ACM process is absolutely integral to our production, and there would be significant financial, operational, and business implications. So for reducing emissions to the maximum extent feasible, we would control our production schedules to optimize and to minimize any excess emissions that we may have. This includes changing an order schedule, potentially delaying long-term orders and or slowing down production to ensure that data limits are not surpassed to the best of our ability. The increased emissions from the oxidizer would be balanced by decrease in emissions from the other three permitted processes. So the daily limits are not in exceedances as prescribed by attachment B to the best of our ability. We will conduct periodic internal testing to validate control efficiency and ensure that is not degrading farther, and perform increased preventive measures and preventive maintenance within the ACM process and oxidizer. Schedules, timelines adjusted to, again, optimize and to the best of our ability and reduce emissions. Samples would be collected to measure pollutants. We would do periodic internal testing and validate that the flow rate is still within specification. We will also conduct operational checks, ensuring the equipment is working as intended, and we can identify potential issues to ensure that the oxidizer is operating properly and as to the best of our ability in compliance within our permit to operate. Mannheimer will delay implementation of additional contracts until a long-term solution is implemented, such as a repair or replacement of the oxidizer. For finding six, Mannheimer will keep the district updated with the repairs and or replacements and the timing of those as we go through the process. We will maintain our thorough records as required during the variance period and send copies to the district so that they can be on file. To ensure that we are on track, we will also use a third party to gather emissions data during the variance period. Periodic internal testing refers to scheduled evaluations conducted to assess the performance and efficiency of the equipment. Flow rates, volatile samples will also be verified at a good cadence. And again, to ensure that we are working to the best of our ability to stay within the prescribed permitted limits. In addition, we will conduct more thorough monitoring, such as weekly record keeping of solvents, and maintain a weekly calculation of emissions due to the reduced control efficiency of the oxidizer. ACM solvent emissions and other processes will be calculated using the methodologies in attachment B, which is as shown on the screen here. We will monitor our other casting operations as well to ensure that the resultant emissions are reduced correspondingly by the increase from the ACM emissions. Our estimate is that the reduced control efficiency of the thermal oxidizer is increasing ACM emissions by approximately 1 to 2 pounds per day of ROC. So as mentioned before, the two implicit findings in support of a variance is number one, the variance operation under variance would not be a nuisance. We are located within a designated industrial zone, an area where emissions and operational activities are common, standard, and expected. The emissions resulting from the granting of the variance are not anticipated to exceed the facility's pre-established permit limits as outlined by the regulations that we are in compliance with. Furthermore, the variance does allow for adjustments in operational parameters without posing a significant risk to public health, safety, or welfare. Based on the analysis of current operational data, the variance will not create an undue burden on the surrounding community or environment, nor do we expect it to result in nuisances such as excessive noise, odor, or harmful pollutants. In fact, our facility is committed to maintaining compliance with all applicable standards and implementing the best practices to mitigate any potential negative impacts that continuing operation may have. The decision to operate under the granted variance is based on the understanding that adjustments will remain within the acceptable thresholds, ensuring that operation does not result in any new or exacerbated nuisances or nuisance conditions. As such, the variance will not alter the facility's ability to meet its environmental responsibilities, nor will it lead to any harmful or disruptive impacts in the neighboring areas. For second, other requirements to guarantee expeditious compliance, We are actively collaborating with multiple vendors, again, as stated before, as a very specialized piece of equipment. It is a longer process to procure and to install, but we have started working on that in the present. The process involves evaluating various techniques, various technologies and strategies for removing the VOCs and understanding what we can do to implement this in the shortest possible time frame, while also ensuring cost effectiveness. As a part of this, we're conducting cost-benefit analysis, feasibility studies, technical evaluations to ensure that what we would be implementing would work per the requirements. As a part of this, we have established a timeline with clear targets for returning to compliance, including specific increments of progress that will be closely monitored and reported. Again, this does include assessments of progress against benchmarks, and adjustments to the approach can and will be made depending on the results of those, again, to ensure the quickest possible return to conformance. And here at Manhummel, we are committed to keeping all regulatory agencies informed about the progress and any potential changes that may come up. So for the importance of variance coverage, again, on November 6th, the source test results failed to meet the district standards. To get back to compliance with permit to operate 16120, we propose to repair or to replace the thermal oxidizer. We will require time for the approval of the permit application to verify compliance with district rules and regulations and to complete installation and integration of the unit. It will also take time for the approval of purchase order with our procurement team because of the expected cost. This would be a very significant capital expenditure that we would be undertaking to get back into compliance. Anticipated completion would be roughly 6 to 7 months. And again, as we go forward, that we will work as hard as we can to improve that timeline.